Welcome to Zuma Worldwide's Health Education Conference Call. This recording is for educational purposes only. The name brand products referenced are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or mitigate any disease or illness. Health testimonies represent the personal experiences of the individuals and should not be viewed as medical advice. Please enjoy today's call.
Thanks for being on this line tonight, guys. As always, we appreciate your time, and I get to spend some time with a gentleman who has become a great personal friend of mine. Somebody I've known for well over 20 years now. He is a doctor of chiropractic. He's been a very successful one at that in the great state of Delaware. But beyond that, he is definitely a health and wellness expert. He's a lecturer, a speaker on various different health topics. He's also a very accomplished businessman and martial artist. So he's a great guy to know for many reasons. I'm thrilled that he's part of Zuma Scientific Advisory Board. Of course, I'm talking about Dr. Michael Trulia. So Dr. T, are you with me tonight?
Yes, sir, Dr. Marsh, and I appreciate you just because last week I had a little brain fog. I might have gotten off track again tonight.
That's okay. I always got your back. That's part of my job.
I know that. Thank you.
You've got a good topic lined up for tonight, and
yes,
like I mentioned as we started, one that sadly is all too familiar with far too many people. I'm not going to step on your toes here. I'm going to let you take the lead tonight, but yeah, I'm looking forward to this topic.
Thank you very much. Yes, we're going to speak a little bit tonight about chronic diseases and what they mean, what are they, where do they come from, how may we avoid them, is it possible to avoid them? As I jump into it, you know, it's trying to find out what is chronic disease. Chronic diseases primarily occur due to a combination of, this is an interesting word, modifiable lifestyle behaviors, also environmental hazards and unavoidable genetic or physiological risk factors. We'll talk about those a little more in a minute, but let's back up and figure out, have chronic diseases always been with us? And if so, are they always the same? And if so, yet, can they be changed? So I brought up an interesting statistic. Let's talk about average lifestyle, or life expectancy, rather. In 1776, you have any idea what the average life expectancy was once our country first started? 35 to 40 years old was the average life. Now, that's skewed a little bit because up to a third of those born died prior to age 5, up to a third. That's huge because, again, they were trying to figure out this bacteria and diseases and how it came about and, you know, didn't think a lot about washing their hands or cleanliness or all the sanitation things we have today. So I guess if you look at the chronic diseases that happened over and over and over again, that's what chronic diseases are. Back then, age 35 to 40, I would say that was a chronic problem. But today, what's interesting, from birth, 50 to 60% of the people born today are projected to live past 80. 50 to 60%. And just some other side stats on that, it said something very interesting. They said if you make it to 70 years old today, you have over 85% chance of making it to 80. And so the percentages only went down a very small amount from 80 to 100. So it's those middle years that seem to be the toughest and what we do. And as I was looking at some of this information, it dawned on me that that's probably how we got to where we are today, why the middle age, whatever we're going to call that, let's say it's 35 to 55 in that range, what are you doing during that? Because that's going to highly affect your outcome. So there's many different contributing factors that leads to an onset of long-term health conditions. For example, an unhealthy diet. That's what we talk about every time we talk on this call. Diets high in processed sugars, saturated fats, sodium drives obesity up. And, of course, inflammation to me is the underlying cause of all of these things, even creating insulin resistance. So it's the little things. It's interesting. My granddaughter's up, and I'm not going to say cheap, but I'm very tight on money, with money. And the kids today, even the staff in my office, buy Starbucks stuff like it's 5 cents a cup. And when I found out some of those drinks are 8 and 10 and 12 bucks a shot, I'm thinking, holy moly, you guys could almost retire. if you would just put all that money in a, you know, high yielding savings account. So lifestyle changes, but you know, the sugar and the sodium alone that are in those drinks is astronomical, but the average person is not looking at that. And then again, all of us have been there. The younger we are, the metabolism is burning a little harder. So we may gain 10 pounds, but we can lose that 10 pounds a lot faster. And so therefore, I don't think kids today are as cognizant as they should be about things like, you know, all these drinks and the processed foods and the parents that are not cooking at home today. You know, when you go to a restaurant, and I love a good restaurant, I've been blessed, and when Dr. Marsh comes up here, we usually all like to go out, but again, the food is highly, I don't care how well you try to make it not so, but it still has a lot of sodium and sugar in it. So all those little calories, and it's what I talk about, accumulation of stress. And that's how I see these chronic illnesses are coming about today. Talk about tobacco use. Smoking damages blood vessels, impairs the immune system, and introduces carcinogenics that lead to cancers or stroke or cardiovascular diseases. So think about an artery. And again, I know smoking is a lot better today. The younger people aren't smoking as much, but they're taking up the vape, and the vape is almost some, a lot of the factors are just as bad or worse than smoking, unfortunately. But anyhow, basically what smoking did, let's say you have a over medium high fat diet, and so you have an artery, and let's pretend that artery is 4 inches in diameter. It's not, but for the sake of this conversation, we're going to use that analogy. So that artery is 4 inches, and as you eat these fatty foods, then all of a sudden plaquing builds up on the inside. So let's say you have an inch on the inside of that 4-inch diameter of plaque all the way around that artery. So now you literally went from 4 inches, you lost an inch, down to 3 inches of the ability for the blood flow to go through the artery to wherever it's going. It might just be an extremity, but it also might be your heart. Might be the major widowmaker. You never know where it is. But then what smoking does, it's called vasoconstriction. It squeezes that artery. So now you will go from 4 inches to 3 due to plaquing, but then you had a high-stress day in your mind and you need more cigarettes, you've created even more vasoconstriction. Now that artery could be, so it's squeezing it from the outside, now went from 3 maybe down to 2 or maybe down to 1 inch. And then if you're older and you have plaquing and a piece of plaque breaks off down the line somewhere and it's either going to the brain or to the heart, you know, you could have a stroke, you could have just death. I mean, you can have a lot of different things. So that's the bad or the downside, and that certainly has been a chronic, longstanding problem. Was it always? Well, I'll just give you an example. My father told me way back in the day when he was in the military, they used to put cigarettes in their rations because the doctors believed it was healthy for them. So you see how chronic conditions can come along with a belief, and then at that point in time, smoking was very popular. You were very cool to do it. All the actors were doing it on TV. So that's what creates, in my opinion, a lot of the chronic diseases. Physical inactivity, sedentary lifestyle, contributes to obesity, poor cardiovascular health, and also the onset of type 2 diabetes, which is just astronomically growing. Again, why? I see even more sedentary lifestyles, and I see even more processed foods that we think are good. I mean, let's take the diet, the so-called diet revolution. And I remember when, you know, Coke was a big drink, but then because of all the fitness gurus coming out and talking about less sugar, all of a sudden they came up with what they thought was a wonderful option to the sugary drinks, one that tasted like a sugary drink but had no sugar. However, what did they do? They used artificial sweeteners, and those artificial sweeteners today are becoming more known and worse than actually using a little bit of sugar in the regular soda if they had just cut it back. So what we think sometimes are good, all these things can lead to chronic disability. Of course, excessive alcohol consumption, long-term heavy alcohol use increases the risk of, again, high blood pressure, liver disease. Now, liver disease is interesting because in my office, I will see a lot of labs come back and people will start having liver problems. And the interesting part, they never drank in their life. So it doesn't mean that your liver is not functioning because you're an alcoholic. It could mean many different things. And again, to me, everything starts back with nutrition. It's about the diet. It's about what you eat. Do you supplement? How much? When? What's your hydration rate? 70% of the body cells we talk about are water. 85% of the brain cells are water. Is water. So, you know, where are you? It's never one factor, but usually, again, a bunch of factors coming together at the same time. Genetics, of course. Now, this is the big one. I have people come to my office all the time. Genetic and family history, inherited gene mutations, shared family histories, they significantly elevate the risk for conditions like Alzheimer's, breast cancer, cystic fibrosis, so forth and so on. And let's talk about biomechanical problems. Scoliosis can be a genetic inherited problem. Lots of time, we spoke about this before on these calls, but scoliosis is curvature of the spine. Again, if you were stand straight in front of a mirror and look in front of that mirror, your spine should be perfectly straight. But if you were to turn to the side and look from the side with your chin over your chest over your pubic bone, and your pubic bone centered over the, it's called the talus, T-A-L-U-S, the two bones on the top of the feet, that biomechanically straight posture, your spine from the side is not straight. There should be three curves. A reverse curve in the neck and low back, and it goes convex, it goes the other way, in the middle of your back. But the point is, in scoliosis, you'll see a curve sometimes in the neck, sometimes in the mid-back, sometimes in the low back, as you're looking at it front on. If you have any children, small children, or if you remember back in the day in school, they would do a scoliosis test where they would pull up your shirt and have you try to touch your toes. Well, what you're looking for is if the person is thin enough, you can actually see the spine curve one way or the other if they have that scoliosis. But you can also notice on a thicker guy like me that the scapulas, the wing blades, whatever you call them, but they're called scapulas, one will be higher than the other. And that's usually an indicator that your child is moving toward scoliosis. So you need to have them checked early because, yes, sometimes we can correct it. We have a 15-year-old boy athlete in, and he's been to AI DuPont for his scoliosis. We've treated him 3 months, and he went back for his checkup, and it's either 15 or 20% improved in those 3 months. So what's interesting with scoliosis, talking about a chronic disease, is that usually, first of all, it's called idiopathic scoliosis, and it most of the time, and that means we doctors are idiots. We have no idea why you have it. Next, it's about 500 times to one more prevalent in females than males. Males will get it, and I just gave you an example of this young boy, 15, does have it. And usually, again, it's a grandparent on one, either the dad's mom or the mom's side who had it. Your mom may not have it, but then you would have it. If you have children, they may. It doesn't mean it'll skip, but 9 times out of 10, it'll skip that generation and go to the grandkids. So that's something easy to do at home, and you want to have that checked. You want to be checking that over a period of time. Normal aging. As cellular and molecular damage naturally accumulates, the body's functional decline increases. So from a Christian standpoint, here's how I look at it. God made us. He gave us a ticket, and that ticket says, at this time, you're going to leave this earth. And it may be for some unfortunate, the day you're born. For others, you may get to be 110 or even 120. But the point is, the body is breaking down no matter who you are, where you live, or what you do to it. Now, there are pockets across this United States, I'm sorry, around the world, actually, there are pockets where people actually do live longer. Loma Linda, California is one of those, and there's a huge Adventist hospital out there in Loma Linda, and they certainly teach nutrition a lot, lifestyle changes, all this kind of thing, and they adhere to it very, very much. You may have heard of Dr. Ben Carson. He's part of that group. And their longevity is much longer than the average person today in the United States. So, and there's pockets in southern Japan, I've seen them, that those people age slower due to environment, due to their stress levels, but mainly due to their nutritional things they take. Environmental toxic, long-term exposure to airborne pollutants, chemicals, fumes, dust, chronic respiratory diseases like COPD and asthma, all those things can be affected. I had one of my very, very closest friends in graduate school. We worked together. The guy never smoked, never drank, never did drugs, just was in my martial arts class, great fit guy, brilliant guy in class, great adjuster, did everything right. Got married, had two kids, and all of a sudden he started developing this cough. And long story short, what we didn't know is undergraduate school, to help raise some money, he used to remove shingles from houses, older homes. And of course, back then they had a lot of asbestos. He certainly wore no protection, breathed this asbestos constantly for about 4 years as he was working on his undergrad work. And unfortunately, that accumulated in his lungs, and that's what he passed from. So things like that, you've got to look long-term on what you're surrounding yourself with. Just because you don't smoke doesn't mean you're not sitting in a vehicle, especially for young kids that are vaping or using cigarettes or any type of thing that's going to float in the air, that the secondhand smoke can be just as bad for them. And let's talk about the big one that we all hear about, chronic stress. Prolonged stress keeps cortisol levels high, which of course will add to more weight, which exacerbates inflammation, weakness in the immune system, and worsens mental health. So all of these are just a few things indeed that can cause chronic health diseases. So are they here to stay? And if not, what can we do in the meantime? Well, it's interesting because as we start looking at diseases and where I come from, biomechanics plays a very important part in your health. Why? Because the central nervous system runs your body. Again, the brain is the main master plant, electrical plant. The messages go down your spinal cord that's housed inside the spinal column. Those nerves exit. You have 7 in the neck, 12 in the mid-back, 5 in the low back, then the sacrum, and that's divided into 5 pieces up to the age 26, and then it fuses into 1. So all those have nerves that exit and innervate, give energy to all parts of the body. You know, they come out of the base of the neck and go down the back of your scapula, the top of your chest, all the way down the arm and hand, and make all of your digits, your fingers, work. So if that central nervous system is firing less than 100%, then here's the problem. You may have no symptom. That's where we Americans really, I believe, that's the biggest off-ramp we take. It's not about the symptoms, and if any of you have been on my other calls throughout the years, you've heard me preach this all the time. Health is not merely the absence of disease or infirmity, pain or sickness. It's not a matter of that, but the 100% function of all bodily tissue. So how does all bodily tissue get functioning at 100%? By first of all, relieving the pressure off the central nervous system. And so that to me is a high priority. But the next step is certainly without the nutrition. That to me is critical because, again, the first thing that's formed in the body when you're in the womb as a newborn is called the notochord or the primitive streak, which is your spine. And that spine, when you look at the fluid density, even then, it's about 70% fluid. So this fluid thing that Zuma came up with and talking about many years ago, and of course many people talked about it years and years and years prior to this, but Zuma sort of really started honing in on this and then having the idea of not only if you're going to drink the most powerful water on the planet or the most water on the planet, about half your body weight, then why not drink the most powerful by adding high-end nutrients that's going to make that water alkaline and not acidic. So again, it's hard for people, it's a lot of you new people, and that's what this call is made for. Again, we've spoken of this, that you think because Dr. Marsh, you know, is part of the company and runs it and helps reformulate things, or I'm a doctor, that when we speak, people just stand up and listen. They do the same thing as they do to you. Some of them goes in one ear and right out the other. Others are not ready, and they're not going to do it. But others are going to say, wow, that makes a lot of sense. You know, again, as I've stated, when I did my first over 20 years ago seminar at Zuma, I went kicking and screaming because I'm a doctor. I'm a genius. I know everything there is to know about water and healthcare. What an idiot I was until I sat there and listened to Ken and listened to Ron and listened to Zach and listened to all these guys talking about proper hydration, proper pH, proper mineralization. I had never quite put the package together. Certainly, I knew you needed to drink water, but I was one of those guys. If I drank 10 to 12 ounces in a day, I was a Mac Daddy. And so here I am, a doctor, trying to teach health and wellness without the foundational piece. And I had been looking for a nutritional company for many, many, many years. I get hit every week, still to this day, every week between magazines and phone calls and ads, I get hit with nutritional information. Our state just sent me this week a whole list of nutritionals that we just attended a seminar on. So I picked Zuma because of the foundation. The foundation to me, I don't care what chronic disease you're going to name on here. If you're going to pick one thing, it has to be proper hydration with the X2O in it. So you can get those 70 minerals going in the body to get that body alkaline. So now it's ready to receive whatever other good nutrients that you have. Now, conversely, we have to be ready to fight because, you know, we don't have it down scientifically yet that you're 4'9" and you're going to take these many vitamins a day and you're going to be good to go. We don't have that system yet. So what we're trying to do is give you a shotgun approach and then start taking some of the nutrients. For example, I take liquid silver every day. Why? Because I'm around about 300 to 350 patient visits a week, people coming in and out from little tiny babies up to people that are 90 years old plus, and many of them have some type of dis-ease or they've let it go too long and they now have a disease. And so our central nervous system, I get adjusted every week or every 2 weeks, but I make sure I take those nutrients every day because I look at life as going to war. And what I do is I send those nutrients into my body first thing every morning because I'm trying to fight these things off. So for me, one of the absolute biggest things, if you're around a lot of people, is to get that immune system. And if you look at the bottle, it'll tell you different levels to take for different reasons. Up to 7 times a day you could take it if you're in an acute phase. So just look at those things. Our multivitamin mineral life source, that's just a powerful baseline because, again, the bad guys are in us whether we know it or whether we don't, whether we feel good or whether we feel terrific or whether we feel poorly. The bad guys are in us, and they're trying to take us down daily. So to me, I'm sending in my army of the life source as another great foundational product. The other thing I like very much is the gut health stuff. So the Zyome 365, again, I've spoken before, but I like to take that at lunchtime as sort of a filler, as part of my lunch, so I feel full. But the gut health is got to be absolutely there because that microbiome have got to be fighting effectively so we digest things that we're eating or the vitamins that we're taking properly. As well as in the evening, I take my probiotic, and I find that very powerful. Again, all trying to work on that digestive enzyme. For those of you or your family members who are bothered at all with constipation, we've talked about that before, that I believe you have got to go daily, if not 2 or 3 times a day. If you're not on that schedule, use our Nature's Body Cleanse because it's gentle on the system. Again, I would recommend if you've never taken it, take it on a Friday night first if you're off over a weekend, just to play with it to see how you feel. And if you have to take more than one, it's not like this explosive diarrhea that evidently Taco Bell has invented. But it's gentle and it's trying to clean the edges of the colon so you can process and eliminate. You have to eliminate. If you don't, those toxics are building up in your body. And again, please, I beg everybody on the line, If you don't ever remember anything I tell you, remember it ain't about the symptom. By the time the symptoms come on, 90%+ of the cases, the problem's been coming on for weeks, months, or years. That's how we end up with these chronic diseases. That's why I talk about these products, because I believe the more you use these products, and again, you don't need all of them. Get with your upline. Talk about your specific problems that you're having, be it joint health. Again, we have a great joint health product. Be it more mental clarity or focus up. So depending on which way you're going, my absolute, not only have I been on the planet long enough now to know this, it's no longer theory. I have seen people, I have witnessed it myself, that I've been very blessed. I feel I'm still fairly cognizant, and I'm fairly healthy, and I feel like I can do most everything anybody else can do, only happens because of long-term, continual. It's not that you don't fall off the wagon, you don't eat too much, you don't drink too much, you don't under-exercise, overeat. You'll do all those things throughout life. You're human. But on the whole, if you continue to do what you're supposed to do, I just was blessed, had my blood work checkup, and everything was just well within line. A couple of them were like 0.1 off, which is nothing in chemistry. But all those things only occur, and people that I've seen with longevity, both mental, physical, emotional, spiritual, financial, learn how to manage. I heard a thing on stress. I may have told you this group the last time I spoke, but I thought it was kind of cool when you tell people, oh, you know, don't worry or don't stress. They just can't help it. They're going to stress. So you start assigning them, okay, you get 30 minutes a day, and in that 30 minutes, I would want you to do absolutely nothing but stress yourself out to the max. Just worry about everything you can worry about, because it does no good anyway. And then after that, put it on hold, work on reality, work on the positives of life. And I'm telling you, it makes total sense, because I think people's lives can really turn around in all areas, again, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, financial, if they can start clearing their brain, body, and mind. And I think we can do that with the great help of Zuma. The final thing I want to say is, if you ask Dr. Marsh this same question about what is chronic disease and what can we do about it, if you ask Dr. Henrietta, if you ask Dr. Melissa, you're going to have a different approach. Why is that? Well, I talk about it's much like looking at through a prism, and you just turn it a little bit, you see the problem a little differently, and each of us have our own unique paths that we follow. The apostles like Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John all talked about Jesus, but if you look at the scriptures, they talked about him from a different perspective of what they saw. None were wrong. They were all right. So that's why you're going to get different answers of what we do and how we do it. And to that end, Dr. Marsh, I've done enough. I'm going to turn it over to you.
Hey, I appreciate it. And, man, a lot of great information in our short calls tonight, and I appreciate everything you said. I'm going to double down on one of the things you said about gut health. Guys, mm-hmm. According to the National Institutes of Health, gut health is a fundamental connection to chronic diseases through, as you said, Dr. T, the microbiome. And they talk about in their quote here, an imbalance in gut bacteria, known as dysbiosis, causes a compromised gut barrier, allowing inflammatory molecules to leak into the bloodstream. This triggers the chronic low-grade inflammation that drives conditions like obesity, type 2 diabetes, autoimmune disorders, and Alzheimer's disease. So, again, there's so many factors. Like you said, there's environmental factors, there's diet, there's lifestyle. But it's interesting, so many of those things automatically still tie into gut health. So a lot of good foundational things, like you suggested, the X2O, the life source. But I'm going to double down on your comment about the gut health being very important, because the more we learn about the interaction of the microbiome with the gut, the more we're learning that a lot of chronic illness conditions are linked to dysbiosis in the gut. So, again, just underscoring how important that is. And I thought I'd just share these statistics, because this is kind of crazy. I didn't know this. And in preparation for this call, I was just kind of doing a little research myself. It says, according to the National Institutes of Health, again, they said that chronic diseases are the leading cause of death and disability, making up 8 of the 10 leading causes of death nationwide.
Wow.
In fact, they said it's crazy. I mean, they said the prevalence is this. They say 76% of U.S. adults live at least with one chronic condition, and over 51% live with at least two or more chronic conditions. And it's just crazy to think that, you know, all of us, sadly, probably listening to this call right now, know somebody. Maybe it's a close family member. Maybe it's a friend. Maybe it's ourselves, potentially, that are dealing with a chronic condition, or maybe more than one chronic condition, according to the statistics. And what I loved about your message tonight, Dr. T, is, yes, these are things that do occur, and oftentimes they occur because maybe we've not been as disciplined or as regimented in taking care of ourselves like we should. But if nothing else, I think if you are afflicted with a chronic condition, one of the things we should be thinking about is changing, like you said, like that, looking through a prism, you change the perspective a little bit. This is the body's warning signal to us that something is radically going wrong. And if we'll be just wise enough to look into the cause, not the mask, not the prescription that we get that just masks the symptoms, but the actual cause of these chronic illnesses, we can correct and give the body the tools, the nutrients it needs to really start to turn these things around. And, you know, what I'm fortunate about is that having dealt with a chronic and autoimmune condition myself not that long ago, just a couple years ago, I had to fix it. I had to figure out how to fix it, because if I went to the medical doctors, they would have just written me a prescription and it would have masked the symptoms, but it wouldn't have gotten rid of the source of what was creating my autoimmune condition. And lo and behold, after all my own personal research and experimentation with my own body, turned out it was absolutely related to dysbiosis.
And I saw what Dr. Marsh went through, and he's 100% right. It was amazing. One final thing is just don't get overwhelmed by the information. There is so much information. Just take it a piece at a time. Get to Zoom a corporate. They can direct you to where to get the answers for your own situation. With that, have a great evening.
All right, Dr. T, thank you. And, hey, folks, thanks again for listening in live. We appreciate that. Encourage you to come back again, always first and third Thursday. So our next call will be the first Thursday of August. We invite you to come back then. Until then, everybody, take care, and we look forward to talking to you again soon. Bye-bye.